My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Let's talk to a friend of the show, Matt Sims, Sims Complete Quarterback Podcast, and he knows a little something about playing the position. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Matt, it's always good to have you back on the show. I have to say, I think we got a dude in Kirk Cousins, and I want to get your opinions on what you've seen from him over the years, just from a quarterback standpoint. Mike and I have watched him throughout camp. We've been impressed with his leadership, his ability to deliver the ball down the field. I think he's got all the intangibles.
Dude, Kirk Cousins is a baller, man. You know, I think all the fans out there are just jealous that dude's just making cake all these years. And it just bothers them, you know. And it's just right. Like, oh, this guy, he's kind of goofy, he's kind of nerdy, but yet, you know, he's tough as hell. He throws the ball so well down the field. He's made really bad teams actually relevant. And all he does is raise the level of of his players around him consistently, and I think that's what we look for in quarterbacks. So all the hate is really just the fact that dude's doing what you wish you could do.
Exactly right. And as we said, Matt, other than seeing some of the stuff on Netflix with quarterbacks, our interactions with him have been unbelievable. We spent like 2 minutes with him talking, we're going to get a hockey team here in Atlanta. The guy is just right. Literally, I mean, his life's an open book, lovable. But more important, he called out the team after the scrimmages in Miami and said, look, we got to bring our practice game up to where this was in Miami. So he's showing leadership, right. Which is something you got to have.
You got to have it, and he has it. He always has had it. And, you know, for whatever reason, he's just one of those media darlings that everyone likes to beat up on because it's easy, but he is like the epitome of what you would want your quarterback to be for your franchise, right? Anyone out there, if you're out there coaching QBs like I do, you know, if you had a student like Kirk Cousins, you're doing things right, man, because the guy really just does everything the right way. And you know, the person outside of it, the person between the lines, that's what's so great. He's such a great, humble dude. But then between the lines, such a just tenacious competitor. And not only that, too, but, you know, very talented. You know, I just feel like his talent gets very overlooked. He really is one of the better throwers in the league, one of the more accurate downfield throwers. And no one has thrown the ball more accurately while being hit than Kirk Cousins the past few years. So, dude's tough as nails as well to go with it.
Matt Sims joining us, Sims Quarterback or Complete Quarterback Podcast. So, Bo Nix gets named the starter, all right? I had my doubts about him, and he's played well in the preseason. So, what are you seeing from him? Because Sean Payton, you know, it's rare where I can think back to Sean Payton. Of course, he had Drew Brees all those years. But to start a rookie says a lot for Sean Payton.
Yeah, I think Sean Payton really just found, like, that next guy that he thinks and views like a Drew Brees, right? And in a lot of ways, you know, he's bigger, stronger, and a little bit more athletic than Drew. So I feel like he's playing with house money right now. But Bo, what I've seen so far in the preseason has been absolutely phenomenal. The dude has looked extremely comfortable. He looks like a 3-year vet. Him and Jaden Daniels right now are just like, what? You're a rookie? Like, what is going on? They just look so comfortable back there, making great decisions consistently. They fit the offenses extremely well. And the coaches are doing a great job of making sure that their talents that they displayed in college are able to translate to the NFL game as quickly as possible. And that's what's great about really good coaching along with just fantastic talent. and everyone was making a big deal, even with Michael Penix, like, oh, they're old. All right, so what? They're mature. That's actually, like, a good thing in football, to be a mature leader and to know what the hell you're doing. So Bo Nix in a really good position. You know, hey, he's going to have his lumps and his bruises throughout the year, no doubt, like most rookies do. But I think he's in really good hands with Sean Payton. I think that those two are a match made in heaven, and we should expect some good football in the future from them.
It is a Matt Sims, guys. For those who remember, I had two stints with the Falcons as a backup quarterback. He's with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. What do you make of the teams that are dealing with contract squabbles? We just played a soundbite from Jerry Jones talking in circles, as he's apt to do, about CeeDee Lamb and Dak. And then more importantly, the 49ers were dealing with Trent Williams not out there.
Yeah, I mean, the Trent Williams and CeeDee Lamb thing is really concerning. And, you know, Jerry, come on. How much money do you need, bro? Share the love a little bit. I mean, come on. Your team's worth like $12 billion now. I think you can spare a few shekels for my boy CeeDee Lamb, who's one of the better receivers in the league. So, I mean, it's just one of those frustrating things about football. I hope it gets resolved, because without him on the football field, I really don't know what Dak Prescott in this offense is going to do consistently. You know, I mean, just – they haven't done anything to upgrade any of the skill positions around Dak Prescott. He's a guy that's been playing extremely good football. I know the playoff success isn't where everyone wants it to be. Of course not. They're not winning big playoff games. But overall, you've got to help your star quarterback by getting his best weapon available. That will help everyone else around them do the things that they do extremely well. And right now, Jerry Jones just being cheap, as Mike Greenberg would say.
Yeah, no doubt. We are talking to Matt Sims, guys, going all around the National Football League. Our first game, Matt, is against the Steelers. What's your take on the quarterback situation there, man? It just seems like they haven't figured it out.
I don't know what the hell is going on in Pittsburgh right now. When I watch the film of the two preseason games, I got to tell you, like, it's not a lot of, like, excitement or, like, ooh, wow, look at this play. It's a lot of, like, what the heck is going on? Are they going to be able to solve this problem? You know, they thought that they had two quarterbacks, but now I feel like they're not sure which one is actually the one, and that's a problem. So, you know, with Russell Wilson getting up there in age, he's not as athletic and as mobile as he used to be. You know, and they really got to scheme up the offense really well for him to just be that nickel and dime quarterback and to make great decisions. But the problem was against the Buffalo Bills this past weekend, they just got overrun in the offensive line. And when that happens, Russell can't really do that well. Justin Fields, he just makes the game, I feel like, so complicating at times. Like, he makes really easy routine NFL plays seem like so much work and so much effort. You know, and that's the biggest thing, is like, he's just got to make the easy stuff a little more easy. And, you know, right now, Pittsburgh, really weird situation. Now, given all that, Mike Tomlin will still figure out a way to make it to the playoffs with all that BS. But, you know, QB position, it's not looking great right now. There's still a lot to work out.
Matt Sims with us, guys, as we go around the NFL. Carl and I were just talking off the air. Falcons hadn't made the playoffs in 6 years. So we've stacked some really good draft picks, and now we got a guy that we can get the ball in their hands with Cousins. Meanwhile, Cleveland had the same thing on both sides of the ball. They got great defensive players, great offensive pieces. Is this the year that Deshaun finally puts it together and validates that contract in Cleveland?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of has to be, you know, from what we saw with Joe Flacco a year ago and how well he looked when he was put into that starting role. You know, yeah, Deshaun, it is a little bit of like, you got to put it together now, man. Like, all the excuses, throw those things out the back door. You went through all your little trials and tribulations, and, you know, everything is now in the past. You know, you got to really just put it together and start playing some really good football. And Kevin Stefanski is one of the better offensive minds in the NFL. He's getting people open down the field for Deshaun to do his thing extremely well. You know, Deshaun, for whatever reason, just, you know, lacking confidence. You know, I don't know. Just the off-the-stuff things really kind of lingered on him. Hard for him to overcome that, maybe. But, you know, now 2 or 3 years removed from it, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I mean, the Browns are made to be a super competitive football team and one of the best divisions in football, if not the best. And, you know, it really is time for Deshaun to really step up to the plate and really, you know, display what we think that he, you know, was all those years ago in Houston.
Yeah, no doubt. Matt, it's always good to talk with you. Before we get you go, we've spent a lot of time on this Tua coming out and basically talking about Brian Flores. He treated him terrible. I don't know what you know or – you know, if you have any insight or intel into this, but I am curious to know what you think about it. Tua hadn't said anything about this, but of course Dan Le Batard asked him, and he let it out. And then Flores basically said, you know, look, I learned and I got to be better. But a lot of people are looking at this and saying, all right, Tua, you know, why'd you express this, man? Why did you say this now? And this is, what, 3 years old now?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, clearly that's still a real scar, you know. I mean, sure. A lot of players, I mean, I remember when, you know, some guy yelled at me in the fifth grade in peewee football, you know, and I still want to kick his butt. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, Tua, man, they picked you over Flores.
Right.
They went and handpicked a head coach specifically for you to succeed. So, like, dude, just take the Ted Lasso around, man. You know, you got, like, almost $200 million in the bank now. Like, relax. Everything's working out well for you. Now it's like, let's put it together and let's see if we can actually do some things with our career. So, you know, Tua's doing great. The offense is doing great. They got a head coach that really cares for him, is building offense specifically for him to be successful. So Tua's got house money. Let all that stuff go. It's in the past, man. Move forward, take the high road, and just be the franchise guy that you need to be and be a leader.
Right on, brother. That's what I want to hear. Matt Sims with us. Before we let you go, let's get back to the Falcons. What do you think, baby? Win the division? Go make a playoff run with Cousins? How deep can we go?
Man, I don't – the NFC South is, like, the most interesting division in the world. I'm not sure if it's going to be exciting or if it's going to completely implode on itself. Either way, it's going to be can't miss TV. We'll see what happens with Bryce. We'll see what happens with Carr and the Saints. I do think, though, that the Falcons do have the best opportunity to make a splash right away because of Cousins and because I believe in Raheem Morris as a defensive play caller and a manager of people and personalities. But really, I think the division still goes through Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield because I think they really understand what their identity is. And I think they were a little closer than people think a year ago to actually making, you know, a deeper playoff run with the talent that they have. So I still give a slight edge to Tampa, but I think Atlanta has the best opportunity to be nipping at their heels this season.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.